Revolve down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people, no machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here are the trick-or-treating hours in communities throughout central Wisconsin on Tuesday, October 31st. In Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, and Buren, 5 to 7 p.m. In Rudolph, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. In Pittsville, 4 to 7 p.m. In Vesper, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. There will also be games and a movie at the Community Center in Vesper. Here's wishing everyone a safe and fun Halloween.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with a low of 30. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers again tomorrow, 39. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with a low of 30. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers again tomorrow, 39. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here with the Mad Music Menu, your new curated weekly selection of delectable music treats local DJs will be spinning all across town. Follow along on Instagram at Mad Music Menu. Today, Friday, October 27th, there's something spooky in store for everyone. Sister Juno kicks off the night at Bandit Taco from 7 to 11 p.m. Me and Layman is at Notchville from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Keeping it comfy in your PJs, 92.7's very own Mad Unity Radio Show will get you up and moving in the kitchen with host Frequency's Takeover. And if it's dancing you're out for, put on your best costume and head out into Madison. Starting at 9 p.m., Hot at Night is hosting Freak Show with Miss Mittens and Roger X2 at Cardinal Bar. And beginning at 10, Lucille is bringing back Body High, this time for a costume party in the vault with DJs Azza and Fuzzy Duck. Come out and support these fantastic local legends and dance locally. Stay safe, drink responsibly, tip your dear bartender, and have fun. Remember to follow at Mad Music Menu on Instagram for a fresh new menu every Wednesday.
Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios.
Listen, feel, experience, dance to the rhythm of one beat. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, Cosmo Brown, Frequency, weekly guests, bringing you together in Mad Unity.
Unity, unity, unity.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the seventh edition of Mad Unity, the show that celebrates all aspects of electronic music culture here in Madison, and hopefully, as I always say, if we do it right, eventually throughout the state, entire state of Wisconsin. I want to remind everyone listening out there that you can keep up with Mad Unity wherever you are by streaming us through the free Civic Media app. So just download it in the Google app, Google Play, and or the Apple App Store, then find Mad Radio WMDX and tune in from wherever you may go. Tonight, Frequency is back and taking over the airwaves with two very special guests, Madison DJs and producers AA and Wifflin. How are you, man? Welcome back.
Hey, welcome back is right, I guess. It's good to be back. I'm excited for today. It's spooky season. It's getting to the nitty-gritty of it, you know, next Tuesday.
Yep.
I got two special guests today to mix with me for the freak takeover that we're doing. I got AA over here, Aaron.
Hey, what's up?
Say what's up, yep. And then we got Brad Wifflin.
What's up, guys?
Over here. And we'll just ask him a quick question, then we'll get right to the business here in the music. We're going to have like a very interesting night in music. It's going to be experimental, going to be heavier. And then we got a little house portion from our guy over here, Brad Wifflin. So real quick, let me ask, so Aaron, AA, as they call you, What's your, like, the genre you focus on, and what got you into the whole producing DJing thing?
Sure. So I believe a guest a couple weeks ago, Spooky Bro, he's a good friend of mine. He kind of got me started on DJing, but I kind of like a little bit of everything, a little bit of chill music, a little bit of house, some bass music. So I'm going to start off a little bit more on the chill side today and work my way up to some bass music later on.
I like it. There we go. And then same thing with you, Brad. What got you into this whole thing? And
So I just started as a bedroom producer with Ableton and then slowly got into DJing. When I started playing out, I had a really great time playing house music. And so I've just been rocking with that ever since.
Right. And he's the house guy that we got. Yeah. I mean, that's all the questions I really got for them. They just want to play music, right?
Let's get to it.
They're just ready to get to it.
Yeah. I mean, let's start it up. This is Mad Unity on WMDX, Mad Radio, 92.7 FM. And you can start it up whenever you want. We're ready.
Of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy. It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it, and like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No,
you got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today, and I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Leaf.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hundreds of state and local police have been searching for the suspect in the Lewiston, Maine mass shootings that have left 18 people dead. And now CBS News reporter Laura Hafley reports.
After a more than two-day manhunt, authorities found the body of mass shooting suspect Robert Card, the Army reservist accused of opening fire at a bowling alley and a bar on Wednesday.
Ronald G. Morin, 55.
Earlier, the names of all 18 people killed in the mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine were read aloud, followed by a moment of silence for the victims.
Sources confirmed to CBS News that Card's body was found near a recycling center. A police update is expected shortly. Two U.S. officials tell CBS News that Israel appears to have begun a rolling start to its long-anticipated ground invasion of Gaza. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in the southern city of Sderot, Israel.
The skyline over Gaza City lit up in the most ferocious and sustained bombardment the territory has seen since the Israeli military unleashed its aerial assault on Hamas militants nearly 3 weeks ago. Whether the series of powerful explosions was the precursor to the major ground invasion, the Israeli Defense Forces would only say ground operations were expanding tonight, warning residents of Gaza City to seek safer conditions, that the IDF would persist in its attacks on the city and surrounding areas.
The UN General Assembly has adopted a resolution calling for a humanitarian truce in Gaza. The U.S. voted against it. CBS's Pamela Falk at the UN.
With the passage of the non-enforceable General Assembly resolution, the UN is left with never having condemned the brutal terror attack on Israel, leaving the international community divided on how to protect Palestinian civilians while supporting Israel's right of self-defense.
The Pentagon says U.S. fighter jets launched airstrikes on two locations in eastern Syria linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. The strikes come in retaliation for multiple attacks against U.S. bases and personnel in the region. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
About 19 attacks in all have been conducted against our bases in Syria and Iraq. Reports from the Pentagon are 21 soldiers have been injured in those attacks, many of them suffering from traumatic brain injury, but it does appear most, if not all, have been returned to duty.
President Biden says the U.S. is ready to take further action following the attacks by Iran-linked groups against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. There are indications that GM is next in line to make a deal with the United Auto Workers Union just days after Ford and the union reached a tentative agreement. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The brain is unpredictable. Sometimes it works with you, and sometimes it gives you a hard time. But one thing's for sure, getting your thoughts out is therapeutic. If you keep them bottled up, you can get exhausted, overwhelmed, or prone to outbursts. When you talk to a BetterHelp therapist, you can just say what's on your mind. In fact, the more honest you are about your thoughts, the better your therapist can help you sort out what's most important. And that makes you a better parent, friend, colleague, you name it. Life doesn't owe us any favors, but finding happiness doesn't have to feel impossible. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist who shares your values. And it's easy to switch therapists anytime, for no additional charge. Plus, you can schedule appointments that are convenient to your schedule. Give it a try and say whatever's on your mind with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/remedy.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pay raises for district attorneys and public defenders appear to be having the desired effect. Vacancies are down since the raises went into effect July 1st. Wisconsin District Attorneys Association President Eric Tony tells Wisconsin Public Radio that morale is also better. Public defenders say much the same about retention and morale. Now, Tony says he wants lawmakers to create more prosecutor jobs to help lighten the workload. Tomorrow is Prescription Drug Takeback Day in Wisconsin. People who have old prescription drugs sitting around the medicine cabinet can bring them to one of 140 events happening around the state. There are also nearly 500 drop boxes where people can leave their old medicine anytime. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin is consistently one of the national leaders in the safety effort, and it makes a difference. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with a low of 30. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers again tomorrow, 39. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
We are lost and found. Mad Unity, WMEX 92.7. Double A on the decks, spinning some original tunes. Finishing it up with some awesome breakbeat sounds. Stay tuned when we come back. We have Wifflin and then Frequency. Double A and Wifflin will jump towards the end of the hour. Again.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In the search for the suspect in Wednesday's deadly mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine.
He is dead.
Governor Janet Mills adding.
I know that law enforcement continues to fully investigate all the facts so we can bring what closure we can to the victims and their families.
Maine's Public Safety Commissioner Mike Soschuk says that Robert Carr died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound and his body was found at 7:45 tonight near the Androscoggin River in Lisbon. 18 people died in Wednesday's mass shootings. 13 were injured. More from CBS News Boston reporter Laura Hafley.
I just don't understand.
Wendy Bell's brother, Bill Young, and his 14-year-old son, Aaron, were fatally shot inside the bowling alley.
Can't even go bowling. You can't even go have a drink at a bar or enjoy a meal with your family without fear.
Aaron's family says the teen loved to bowl and was having a lesson from his 76-year-old coach, who was also fatally shot. They were the oldest and youngest victims of the mass shooting that shocked this normally quiet state, where until this week, some residents still didn't lock their doors at night.